After an illness. Inside the shed, she searches for her bulb shovel, a small spade with a jagged mouth that opens O's in the sandy loam to receive tubers of ruffled daffodils that will bloom as proof of resurrection next spring. She moves aside rakes and hoes, sorts through trowels and nozzles, sees a raw handle resting on the ground beside a pair of mud-stiff rawhide work boots under a season of wind silt and pine pollen. Slipping her house hands into the crusted boot necks to move them aside, she gasps at the limp puppet of a male cardinal whose scarlet coat is dusted to rust, neck bent, tail feathers splintered. Shivering in the damp shade, she conjures his confusion, flying, fighting, dying with no escape, finds herself guilty of the accusations of a pious mockingbird outside. She cradles the lifeless visitor, sets it and the ruined boots aside, clutches her shovel and bag of bulbs. Greedy for grace, all morning long, knees deep in dirt, she digs and plants, prays, makes a way for life to go on.